Madhyan Leela continued. N. Rahu Krishna. Meanwhile, Radha admonishes Lalita, "Hey, shameless one, after joining with Krishna's sly messenger named Kundalata, you have petitioned that master of love with a wink of your eye. O Lalite, you are simply a heartless observer of Shyam's nefarious dancing performance. Although, Lalite, you usually exhibit a stubborn mood of opposition, but I see that Krishna's strong embrace has melted you into submission. As a result, you have become gentle, Dakshin, and Krishna has become unyielding, Vama. Although Lalita enjoys seeing Krishna touch Radha, she cleverly counters Radha's charges by smiling proudly and assaulting Krishna with a barrage of spicy words. "Hey Krishna, you are not the Yuvaraj, crown prince of Vrindavan. You are the unabashed, lascivious Nirlajaraj, king of immodesty, who destroys the chastity of all women. What are you doing here?" Krishna replies, "Hey Lalite, why don't you ask your Priyasakhi Radha what is happening here, since she is the one who forcibly held me to her chest." Lalita, "Hey Krishna, Radha is like a blooming Madhavi creeper, and you are the greatest male like a punaga tree. So it is quite natural for a Madhavi Lata to wrap around a punaga tree. But we never see the punaga tree wrapping around the Madhavi Lata or embracing it. Therefore, we see no fault in our dear Sakhi's behavior, our Priya Sakhi Radha. She has simply executed her duty and displayed her normal nature." Krishna, "O Lalite, I am Pashupati, and I have donated my body to Radha, and she embraced me. So if you say what is wrong with that, I will reply, the Shastras say that one should never neglect a gift. If one does so, he will incur a serious offense. Therefore, I cannot reclaim my body." Krishna's logic incites Lalita's rage. Pointing to her chest, Lalita shouts, "Hey Krishna, my name is Lalita. I am angry and strong. Hey Debauch, if you don't give up your mischievous acts and release this famous chaste lady from your embrace, I will cut you to pieces. Hey Madhusudan, you are nothing but a lusty bee. If you want to show your generosity as a great donor, then let your cousin Kundalata become the recipient. As long as I am here, even the wind cannot touch my beloved Radha. So step aside or brace yourself for my attack." Blazing with rage, Lalita, with the support of all the Sakhis, stands ready to attack Krishna. Observing Lalita's boldness, Krishna succumbs to ecstasy and breaks out in tears and horripilation. Krishna's hands shake in his eagerness to feel the soft touch of Radha. Consequently, in his disturbed condition, Shyam does not notice his merrily dropping to the ground. Dun, dun. Seeing this, the Sakis contemplate, "Oh, Krishna has dropped his flute and abandoned Radha in fear of Lalita." Quickly, Radha slips out of Krishna's grasp during his inattention and picked up his flute that had dropped on the ground and hides it under her garments. Then, to divert Krishna's attention, Lalita says, "Hey, Shyam, your hands resemble Rahu. But you've made a mistake. This is not the moon, Chandravali, but this lady is the Radha star. So you may look at that star, but you cannot touch it, because the Rahu planet never eclipses or touches Sparsha, the Radha nakshatra. And furthermore, all of Radha's sakis are like nakshatras, or like stars also. So you can't touch them either, because we see that Rahu, he only touches sun planet, or the planet moon, Chandra." Now I'll mention the names of the other stars. I am Vishakha, an equal match for Radha, and I'm also called Tara. Here is Lalita, who is also known as Anuradha, one who follows Radha. The second name for Dhanishta Sakhi is Jeshta, and Chitra Bharani. There is Induleka, but you cannot touch her either, since you know that Rahu only eclipses the moon. I suggest you approach Chandravali. Krishna replies, "Hey Vishakha, you always give me pleasure, so you must be Shankari, the auspicious better half of Lord Shiva." Lalita's frightening thunderbolt-like words prove that she is the real Indra. Rahu has easily attained and enjoyed the moon already, Chandravali, many times. Now this Rahu fervently desires to taste the rare Banu Shri, which means the beautiful sun named Vrishabhanu Nandini, Radha. Although the brilliance of every star increases by his contact, Rahu desires to taste the incomparable charm of the moonbeams, which means Induleka, Sakhi, too. Then Krishna forcibly attempts to embrace Induleka Sakhi, but she runs away in fear. With a smile and raised eyebrows, Induleka chastises Krishna, "You disgusting Rahu! Induleka is unfit for you. So go enjoy Chandravali or some other star." Following her advice, Krishna tries to grab Lalita from behind. However, Lalita quickly stops him, saying, "Without enjoying Vishakha first, Anuradha cannot be attained." When Krishna tries to embrace Vishakha, She blurts out, Vishakha was already enjoyed when you enjoyed with the Radha, because we are the same. Hey, king of the shameless, you are trying to enjoy the wrong order again. Why have you approached me for a second time before satisfying the superior star, Jeshta, who is Dhanishta? Although elated by Krishna's embrace, Dhanishta rebukes him, Hey, shameless one, your attempts with others will continue to fail until you enjoy Chitra. When Krishna grabs Chitrasakhi by surprise, she shouts, Hey, debauch, just get out of here. The stars cannot be enjoyed in whatever way you like. You must follow proper course and process. Tungavidya jokes, Oh, Chitre, we cannot say that Rahu has broken the rules. Due to his curving course, sometimes Rahu attacks planets by surprise. Chitra protests, Hey, Tungavidya, you are a Libra, so Rahu will attack you after attacking me. But then, when Krishna touches Tungavidya, she says, Hey, Rahu, Ranga Devi is the real Libra, so why have you overlooked her? Intoxicated by Krishna's embrace, Rangadevi exclaims, Hey, Rahu, when you enjoyed Virgo, or Chitra, why didn't you enjoy Champakalata, since she is Pisces? As Krishna embraces Champakalata, she says, Hey, Chitra, why don't you go to Aquarius, Sudevi? Suddenly your flight has taken a crooked course. When Krishna touches Sudevi, she says, Hey, Madhusudan, this lively Kanchanalata will surely fulfill all your desires. After Krishna caresses Kundalata, she exclaims, Hey, Krishna Chakor, why did you come to me? If you're looking for peace, then do not waste your time with others. You should just directly approach Chandramukhi Rai, Radha. Driven by the desire to kiss Radha, Krishna rushes to Sri Radha. But then Srimati Radharani turns her head away and exclaims, You cheat! You want to kiss someone, then you should leave others' wives and kiss your beloved flute. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Sri Krishna Ki Jai. Vrindavan Bihari Lala Sri Krishna Ki Jai. Bhanke Bihari Lala Ki Jai. Shyam Sundar Bhagavan Ki Jai. Govinda Dev Ji Ki Jai. Srinath Ji Ki Jai. Srinath Ji Gopal Dev Ki Jai. Giriraj Dharan Ki Jai. Giriraj Dharan Ki Jai.